Remember the surprising and divisive announcement 6 months ago by a Chinese scientist who claimed that he had created the world's first gene-edited babies? Well, amidst an ongoing ethical and scientific row, the scientist has remained largely out of public view. But new information suggests clinics in other countries are interested in pursuing the same kind of controversial work. So could it happen in Australia? Victoria Pengilly reports.
It was at a conference in Hong Kong last November that Chinese scientist He Jianwei announced the birth of twin girls Lulu and Nana, whose DNA had been edited to prevent HIV infection.
I feel a strong responsibility.
He says he used gene editing technology to switch off a gene related to HIV transmission and claims that both girls are now resistant. But the backlash was swift. The global scientific community widely condemned Dr. He's actions as dangerous and the science as premature. But documents seen by PM indicate a fertility clinic in the United Arab Emirates emailed the Chinese scientist asking for training just 1 week after his speech. Dr. William Hilbert is a physician and a lecturer in biomedical ethics at Stanford Medical School and a close friend of Dr. He, otherwise known by his nickname, JK.
After the Hong Kong summit, JK wrote to me and asked if he could talk with me on the phone. One of the things he told me was that 1 week after the Hong Kong event, he got an email from a fertility clinic in Dubai asking if there was any kind of program they could come and learn his technology from him.
The ABC has seen the email from the Dubai clinic, although its contents have been altered to hide its name and address. The author, who describes himself as the business director's assistant, writes,
"Congratulations on your recent achievement of the first gene-editing baby delivered by your application. Our embryologist is interested in partaking in a course regarding CRISPR gene editing for embryology lab application. Does your facility offer this type of course?"
While there's eagerness around the world to explore this type of gene editing, Dr. Hilbert says there's little understanding of the complexity and risks associated.
There are something like 6,500 described genetic diseases that have a single gene cause, and those will be the early targets for this kind of therapy. 95% of those diseases have no treatment whatsoever. So this is a very hopeful moment in the history of medicine.
So could this technology be used by reproductive clinics in Australia? Well, for the most part, it's unclear. Dr. Christopher Gingell is a research fellow in biomedical ethics at the University of Melbourne.
Lots of countries won't have laws against gene editing in babies. And, you know, China's got guidelines, but not really strict laws. You know, we see that already with Australian fertility services. In Australia, sex selection through IVF is outlawed, but you can go offshore and get sort of sex selection technologies in places like Thailand.
He says although genetic editing is outlawed in Australia, it could still happen offshore.
It's an interesting legal situation whether there'd be any restrictions on going overseas and getting gene editing in an IVF clinic and then coming back to Australia. The laws now sort of prohibit the importation of edited embryos, but it's sort of very unclear if that would apply to embryo in a pregnant woman.
Last year, the World Health Organization said it was establishing a panel of experts to set clear guidelines and standards. But those efforts are moving very slowly and may not be formed in time.
Even if you had world standards, it's very hard to see how they would be enforced. When you have He Jianwei in China, he did that very, very secretly. No one really knew what was going on. It's unclear how any sort of regulations will be able to stop those sort of rogue actors in this system.
Christopher Gingell from the University of Melbourne. That report from Victoria Pengilly.